You know, I believe that we are in a season of a move of God. See, I don't know if you can feel it, but there has been a shift in the atmosphere. God is doing something. You know, my wife and I have talked about it, about this. We've talked about it with our friends. Something happened with my wife and a few of her friends a couple weeks ago. I don't believe my wife will mind if I share this. My wife and three of her friends, they were at Panera Bread. They were meeting up together, and they always kind of get together and talk about the goodness of God. And you know, they got in, you know, went and get their food and stuff. And as they were coming back to their table, the young Caucasian male beside them said, "You know, you ladies came in, I can see the joy of the Lord all over you." And, you know, they struck up a little conversation. They, you know, they asked the young man to come over and join them. And he was letting them know that he was a traveling evangelist, and that he and God was sending him to Texas. You know, like I said, you know, they chatted for a while. But the young man said, well, before he left, could he prophesy to them? You know, they said, okay. But my wife told me, she said, he just wasn't talking. He said he was telling them things that they had talked to God about. She said that they learned about things from each other, about each other, they didn't even know. She said, by the time that young man got done, he said he was so, I mean, she said that he was so precise that by the time he got done, they were not sure whether he was a man or was he an angel from God. Amen. You know, the Bible even tells us, be careful how you treat strangers, because some have entertained angels unaware. Amen. See, I believe that God is moving. He's looking for those who are seeking him. See, I believe God is looking for someone to show himself strong to. I believe that God is opening up the portals in heaven, and he's pouring out his blessings on his people in this season. But are you ready? Are you ready to receive from God? Amen? See, God can visit uninvited. God can visit unexpectedly. And God can visit through an invitation. See, we see where in the story about the Tower of Babel, where they were building the tower, they said they're going to build a tower to heaven. But God said, huh, you know, he came down in their midst uninvited, and he changed their languages and scattered them all over the place. And then we will see in where God can visit unexpectedly. We see when the Jews were in captivity in Egypt, and God said, I have heard the cry of my people, and I've come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians. And we see where God visited through an invitation, where Jesus and his disciples were invited to a wedding, and that's where, you know, Jesus turned the water into wine. Amen? See, God can visit uninvited. He can visit unexpectedly, and he can visit through an invitation. Amen. My first scripture reading is coming from Luke 19, 38 to 44. That's Luke chapter 19, verses 38 through 44. Now, this is a story where Jesus was entering Jerusalem riding on a donkey. And I'm going to pick it up at verse 38. And it says, saying, blessed be the king that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, if thou hadst known even now, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the days shall come upon thee, when thy enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and encompass thee around, and keep thee on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee, but they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another. And I want y'all to zero on what Jesus said right here, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. Because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. Amen. Which brings me to the title of my message today. This is the hour of your visitation. Let me say it again. This is the hour of your visitation. Amen. See, God was in their midst. He was doing miracles, but they were looking elsewhere. They were caught up in other things, having so much doubt and unbelief that God couldn't show up that way. See, I've noticed a trend where people are looking for and getting involved in things that are not of God. And these very same people profess to be children of God. See, I got a picture the other day with a lot of money on it, talk about type amen. Send this to 20 people, and God will bless you with a lot of money by the end of the week. Please. But I know I can see folks talk about, you know, they say do 20. What about if I did 40 or 80 or 100? You know, I might get $1 million. I mean, I'll be shocked if you got a dollar. Amen? See, Scripture tells me that God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. God is not telling me to send people pictures of money, and that's how he's going to bless me. Amen? Then I saw this other thing where it said, which Bible verses will give you your strength in 2019? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that if they were going to the Bible to get their verses. No, but they're going to some program on a webpage, and it's spitting out verses for them. See, my Bible tells me I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. God did not give me a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Nothing is impossible with God. These are the verses that's going to get me through 2019. Amen? Then I saw this one and said, well, what is your gift from God? Well, let me tell you something. If you're not sure what your spiritual gift from God is right now, understand something that but you have, if you are a born-again child of God, you know that you have this gift, and that is eternal life. The opportunity to spend eternity with God. That is your greatest gift. That's the one you need to be focusing on. That's the one you need to make sure that you don't mess up. Amen. Then I saw this thing that said, what are the seven truths about you? And I saw him putting another thing, was spitting back to him, well, you know, I'm a nice person. I'm good to people. I smile a lot. I'm kind. I love folks. You know, something like that. But you know something, if you're a child of the Most High God, you should already be those things. You should need nothing on no webpage to spit that out for you. But see, when my Bible tells me I'm a chosen people, a royal priesthood, of a holy nation, God's special possession. Hallelujah. See, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm a child of the Most High God. See, the greater one lives on the inside of me. I have been created in his image and likeness. See, I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in the city and I'm blessed in the field. I'm the head and not the tail, and above and never, ever again beneath. See, I don't need some program on a webpage to tell me who I am. See, my Bible tells me what God says about me. My Bible says what God, who God says, who I am. Amen? But see, people get caught up in this frivolous stuff instead of going to the source of all things. That is how people miss God. They're looking everywhere except to the throne room. See, this is the hour of your visitation. Amen? See, you gotta, but some of you keep letting the devil get in your way. You keep letting him distract you with his lies. And all he's doing is setting you up for a fall. Stop getting distracted by pictures of money. Let celebrities tell you that if you do this or do that, they're going to send you money. See, it's all designed to take your eyes off the true blesser. Amen. See, now let me show you some instances in the Bible where some folks got blessed in the hour of their visitation. Amen. Let us go to Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34. That's Mark chapter 5, verses 25 to 34. See, this is the story about the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years. And when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Because she kept saying to herself, if I could just touch his clothes, she would be healed. And as soon as she touched him, she was healed. But Jesus knew immediately within himself that virtue or power had gone out of him. And he asked, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said, what do you mean who touched you? This whole crowd is touching you. But Jesus looked around to see who had done it. And the woman, trembling with fear, fell down before him and told him it was her. And Jesus said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. Amen. See, do you know that everybody was touching Jesus? But only one person got healed. I mean, here was everybody, the whole crowd. Here was everybody around Jesus. Everyone there could have got blessed by the Lord Jesus. But only one person did. Why? See, because the woman with the issue of blood, she was in expectation. And expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. Is anybody here expecting something from God? But do you have faith today? Do you truly believe that God is still a miracle-working God? Amen? Now let us go to Luke chapter 18, 35 and 43. That's Luke chapter 18, verses 35 and 43. Now, this is the story of the blind beggar who was sitting by the side of the road. And he heard the crowd passing by, and he asked what the commotion was all about. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Now, the blind man began to cry out, Son of David, have mercy on me. But the crowd scolded him and told him to be quiet. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So much so that Jesus stood still and commanded them to bring the man to him. Now Jesus asked the man, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said, receive thy sight. Thy faith has not only healed you, but has saved you. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, glorifying God. Amen. See, there are going to be times when, you know, you're going to have to cry out to the Lord for something. You know, and you can't be worried about who's around you. You can't be worried about who's looking at you. You can't be worried about if they be trying to stop you. You just can't care what it looks like. You can't care what it looks like. I mean, even if tears are running down your face, snot coming out your nose, it don't matter. You go, you know that you got to get something from God, and you're not going to let anybody, no person, no devil, stop you from getting it. Amen? So let me help y'all out here. Let me help y'all a little bit. Let me give you a tidbit here. See, your language expresses what you believe. Let me say that again. Your language expresses what you believe. See, and until you talk it, you don't believe it. And until you believe it, it cannot be performed in your life. See, when you truly believe something, it's going to come out. It's going to come out your mouth. You're going to talk about it in private and also in public. You're not going to be able to keep it in. Because, see, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen? Now, somebody ought to be shouting here, Lord, visit me today. Oh, Lord, visit me today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, let us go to Acts 12, 6 through 10. That's Acts chapter 12, verses 6 through 10. Now, this is a story where King Herod had thrown Peter in prison, and he was sleeping between two soldiers bound in chains. And an angel of the Lord came and smote Peter on the side and told him to rise up quickly, and the chains fell off his hands. And the angel told him to put on his sandals and clothes and follow him. And as Peter followed the angel, he thought he was seeing a vision. And when he came to the iron gate that led to the city, it swung open on its own accord. And when they were out on the street, the angel left him. Amen. See, there are going to be times when you enter something. You know, you're gonna have to need the Lord to come in the devil's camp. You know what I'm saying? And take the key and open up the door and get you out. It's going to take God to break the chains off of you. But see, it don't matter what's going on in your life. It don't matter what situation you're caught up in. God knows how to set you free. Amen? Now let us go to Daniel chapter 3, verses 19 through 27. That's Daniel chapter 3, verses 19 through 27. Now this is a story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they would not bow down to the image of King Nebuchadnezzar. So he told his men to heat the fiery furnace up 7 times hotter. And then he commanded his men to bind them and throw them in the furnace. But the furnace was so hot that it killed the men that threw them in. Then after a while, King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. And he asked his counselors, "Didn't we throw just 3 men in the furnace?" But the king said, "I see 4 men loose and walking in the fire. And one of them looks like the Son of God." Hallelujah. And see, and then the king told Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, "You servants of the Most High God, come out of that fiery furnace." And they came out, and the king and everyone around him saw that the fire had no power over them. Their hair, their clothes, they were not singed, neither did they smell like smoke. Hallelujah. See, your enemies might try to throw you in the fiery furnace. Oh, but God knows how to get you out. And he knows how to get you out smelling like a rose. Amen. See, this is the hour of your visitation. See, God is looking to do something for you today, not next week. See, but some of you in here, you're waiting for watch night, thinking that's when you're going to get blessed. But God said he can bless you today and watch night too. He says, ask and keep on asking. He wants to give you the desires of your heart. He's saying he is still God. See, it don't matter what situation you're in. It doesn't matter what's happening in your life. He said it doesn't matter whether you're on a mountaintop right now or whether you're down in the valley. It don't matter about the trials and tribulations that's going on. He said he's still God and he never changes. God says he's no respecter of persons. He said he's still blessing the day. He said he is still casting out demons. He said he is still open blinded eyes. He is still making the lame walk. He is still making the deaf hear. He is still raising the dead. He is still giving financial breakthroughs. He is still opening doors. He is still pouring out his spirit. He is still protecting his people. He is still saving his people. He is still talking to his people. He is still setting the captives free. And he's still tearing down strongholds. Amen. See, God is saying that he is still the great I am that I am. That he can do what he says he can do. He says he has done it and he can do it again. Amen. But see, some of you need to believe it. See, but God has said he has heard your cry in the midnight hour. He says he has seen your struggle. He says you don't have to wait till next week. He's here today. Don't miss your moment, because this is the hour of your visitation. Amen. Now let us go to Genesis 32, chapter 22 to 30. That's Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 to 30. Now this is a story about Jacob where, you know, him and his family, they were passing over the Jordan. And he said, everyone ahead of him, and he was left alone. And he wrestled with a man until daybreak. And when the man saw that he could not prevail against Jacob, he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh, and it was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, because the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." And we know that his name that day was changed from Jacob to Israel, and the angel of the Lord did bless him. Amen. See, sometimes you're going to have to go in the spirit and wrestle for your blessing. See, it's not, it may not come easy. You're going to have to wrestle for it. But you know that if it's yours, you're going to wrestle and keep on wrestling. And when you will not give up until you get it. Amen. As I bring my message to a close, God can visit uninvited. God can visit unexpectedly. And God can visit through an invitation. Amen. See, this is the hour of your visitation. But are you ready to receive? Do you believe that God can do what he says he can do? See, your language expresses what you believe. Is there anybody in here expecting anything from God? Because expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. Stand to your feet if you're expecting something from God. Now let your language express to God what you believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you need to be crying out to God. Some of you need to be going in the spirit and wrestling. Some of you need to reach out and get a touch from the Lord. Tell him you need a touch. You got to let God know. See, he is here today. He's here for you. He said you don't have to wait till next week. He says he's here to bless you today. But do you believe it? Do you believe that you can get something from God today in this place? Do you have the mind and faith? Do you still believe that God is still a miracle working God? Do you still believe that he can do what he says he can do? Do you believe it? This is your moment. This is the time of your visitation. Don't miss it. Oh, he's here. He's here. He's here. God is here for you. He's looking for you. He's looking for someone to show himself strong to. He's looking for those who are seeking him. Is that you? It's time for you to give your all to God. Tell out to him. Cry out to him. Let him know. Let him know what you need. Let him know what you need today. He's here today to give it to you today. You don't have to wait. He's here to give it to you today. God wants to give it to you today. See, I want to see something. I want to feel something I've never felt before. I want to experience something I never felt before. See, I want to see the glory of God. I need more of his anointing. I need more of his power. Hallelujah, on my life. I need him. I need more of him. More of him. That's who I need. I need my God. I need him. I need him here today. I'm not going to stop my door to cry out. I need more of you, Lord. I need more of you, Lord. I need more of you in my life. Less of me and more of you, Lord. I need them to see you when they look at me. I need them to hear you when I speak. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. God, I know you can do it. You have done it before, and I know you'll do it again. I know you will. And I bless you, Lord. I glorify you, and I magnify you in this place. Because I know you are still a miracle-working God.